with the blanket down, with the window on, with the day.
You got to stretch just a little, bend just a little, you'll feel okay.
Sing while you're washing, sing while you're dressing,
carefree and gay.
Holy, start the day right.
Back to the window, up with the window down, with some air.
Off with the slippers, on with the shoes, and then comb your hair.
Out of the bedroom, into the kitchen,
breakfast is there.
Holy, start the day right.
Though the skies be cloudy, smile and all the world says howdy.
Off with the blanket, up with the curtain, greet the new day.
In with the sugar, down with the java, don't you delay.
Out of the kitchen, out of the cottage,
sing on your way.
Holy, start the day right.
Come on now, Satch. You feel okay?
Sing while you're washing, sing while you're dressing.
Get on out of that hay.
What do you say we get some of that air?
Come on, Rugged. Comb your hair.
Out of the bedroom, into the kitchen.
Come and get it. Breakfast is there. Though the skies be cloudy,
you sure do look like rain, don't you?
Clear up directly, smile, and all the world says howdy.
Off with the blanket, up with the curtain, greet a new day.
In with the sugar, only two lumps, please, don't you delay.
Out of the kitchen, out of the cottage,
singing on your way.
Holy, start the day right.
That's right.
Hear what I'm telling
that's
you.
That's right.
Ho, ho, holy, that's the only way. You gotta start the day right.
Well, roll it.
Quickly.
Bing Crosby and Connie Boswell urged us to start the day right. It was a song written by Charles Tobias, Al Lewis and Maurice Spitoli. John Scott Trotter's orchestra accompanied Bing and Connie Boswell in that recording from 1939. And good morning. I'm hoping to help you start the day right. I'm Graham Pascoe. A couple of hours of music for your entertainment. Pardon me. In the first part of the program, some of the artists you'll hear include Dinah Shore, Louis Armstrong, Harry Belafonte, a nice duet from Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae, and also we'll hear from Mildred Bailey and Judy Garland. And also I'll include a couple of songs which contemporary songwriters borrowed from the composers of classical music.
A song so I sit at the window and watch the rain.
Hi, Lily, hi, Lily, hi, lo.
Tomorrow I'll probably love again.
Hi, Lily.
Dinah Shore's record of Hi Lily, Hi Lo topped the Australian hit parades in 1953. It was written by Helen Deutsch and Bronislaw Kaper. And if you were listening to 2MCE last night, between 8 and 10, you heard Jeff Cox present his Here It Comes Again music program, and Jeff included a wonderful tribute to Dinah Shore.
It's a chill, I feel such a thrill. My feet won't keep still when they swing that music. Rhythm like that puts me in a trance. You can't blame me for wanting to dance. From what I understand, it's simply grand to play in a band when they swing that music. I'm so happy as can be when they swing that music for me.
Armstrong played the trumpet and sang on that record of Swing That Music. He was accompanied by Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra. Jimmy played the clarinet on that record from 1936.
Dear Liza, there's a hole in the bucket. Dear Liza, a hole.
Well, fix it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Oh, fix it, dear Henry, fix it.
With what shall I fix it, dear Liza, with what shall I fix it, dear Liza, with what?
With a straw, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry, with a straw, dear Henry, with a straw.
But the straw is too long, dear Liza, the straw is too long, dear Liza, too long.
Cut it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Well, cut it, dear Henry, cut it.
With what shall I cut it, dear Liza, with what shall I cut it, dear Liza, with what?
With an axe, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry, with an axe, dear Henry, with an axe.
The axe is too dull, dear Liza, the axe is too dull, dear Liza, too dull.
Sharpen it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Well, sharpen it, dear Henry, hone it.
On what shall I sharpen it, dear Liza, on what shall I hone it, dear Liza, on what?
On a stone, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry, on a stone, dear Henry, on a stone.
But the stone is too dry, dear Liza, the stone is too dry, dear Liza, too dry.
Well, wet it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry, well, wet it, dear Henry. Dear Henry, wet it.
With what shall I wet it, dear Liza, with what shall I wet it, dear Liza, with what?
Try water, dear Henry, dear Henry. Try water, dear Henry, use water.
In what shall I fetch it, dear Liza, in what shall I fetch it, dear Liza, in what?
In a bucket, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry, in a bucket, dear Henry, in a bucket.
There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, a hole.
Harry Belafonte and Odessa had fun with A Hole in the Bucket in that concert. Van Miller is renowned, of course, as a band leader, but he also wrote some music, and what I suppose in a sense became his signature tune, Moonlight Serenade, was a song which Glenn Miller wrote. Mitchell Parrish wrote the lyrics for it.
Your gate, and the song that I sing is of moonlight. I stand and I wait for the touch of your hand in the June night. The roses are sighing a moonlight serenade. The stars are aglow, and tonight how their light sets me dreaming. My love, do you know that your eyes are like stars brightly beaming? I bring you and sing you a moonlight serenade. led astray till break of day in love's valley of dreams. Just you and I, a summer sky, a heavenly breeze, kissing the trees. Oh, don't let me wait. Come to me tenderly in the June night. I stand at your gate and I sing you a song in the moonlight, a love song, my darling, a moonlight to me tenderly in a June night. I stand at your gate and I sing you a song in the moonlight, a love song, my darling, a moonlight serenade.
Moonlight Serenade. That was Ray Eberly singing in 1957, an unidentified orchestra in that recording. Ray Eberly was the vocalist with Glenn Miller's, or one of the vocalists, certainly the main male vocalist with Glenn Miller's orchestra for several years until 1942. My next two selections are written by the American composer Sidney Lipman.
La Rue, La Rue, Lily Bolero. La Rue, La Rue, Lily Bolero. That's a magic saying that I heard one day in Napoli, when a fortune teller in a dim-lit cellar said to me, you say, La Rue, Lily Bolero, and just like that, quick as an arrow, you'll find the girl who's meant for you. And sure enough, it all came true. La Rue, La Rue, Lily Bolero. When a fortune teller in a dim-lit cellar said to me, you say, La Rue, Lily Bolero, and just like that, quick as an arrow, you'll find the girl who's meant for you. And sure enough, it all came true. La Rue, La Rue, Lily Bolero.
so beautiful. See, you're a cutie full of charms.
D, you're a darling, and E, you're exciting.
And F, you're a feather in my arms.
G, you look good to me. H, you're so heavenly. I, you're the one I idolize.
Gosh, J, we're like Jack and Jill.
K, you're so kissable.
L is the love light in your eyes.
M, N, O, P, I could go on all day.
Me too. Q, R, S, T, alphabetically speaking, you're okay.
Say, you made my life complete. B means you're very sweet.
W, X, Y, Z.
It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you to tell you what you mean to me.
My life complete, and B means you're very sweet.
W, X, Y, Z.
It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you, though it seems a silly thing to do. I, L, O, V, E, Y, O, U, I, R, in love with you.
That recording of You're Adorable by Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae was on the top of the Australian Hit Parades back in 1949. They were accompanied by Paul Weston's orchestra. And before that, Perry Como sang LaRue, LaRue, Lily Bolero. The music for both of those songs was written by Sidney Lipman. He collaborated with different people to write the lyrics of those two songs. I'm Graham Pascoe, and the program is Morning Music. Here's a song that was introduced in a 1930 motion picture called Puttin' on the Ritz. It was written by Irving Berlin, and it was released in March of 1930. In the film, it was sung by Harry Richman. I'm going to play his recording of Puttin' on the Ritz in a moment, but the song was also sung in other films, certainly in 1939, 1946, perhaps even in others.
Have you seen the well-to-do up on Lenox Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? High hats and colored collars, white hats and $15, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem sits, putting on the Ritz. Spangled gowns upon a bevy of high browns from down the levee, all misfits, putting on a Ritz. That's where each and every Lulu Belle goes every Thursday evening with her swell bows. Rubbing elbows, come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last two bits putting on the Ritz. too. Why don't you go where Harlem sits? Putting on the Ritz. Tangled gowns upon a bevy of high browns from down the levee, old misfits. And how they're putting on the Ritz. That's where each and every Lulu Bell goes. Every Thursday evening with her swell bows. Rubbing elbows, come with me and we'll defend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 bits. Just putting on the wrist.
The sky was blue and high above. The moon was new and so was love. This eager heart of mine. Where can you be? You came at last. Love had its day. That day is past. You've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing.
Was Mildred Bailey. She sang Lover, Come Back to Me. It was a song which was introduced in a show called The New Moon, written by Sigmund Rongberg and Oscar Hammerstein II. Mildred Bailey was accompanied by Ellis Larkin's orchestra in that recording. Before that, as I said, Harry Richman sang Putting on the Ritz. He recorded the song with Earl Burnett's orchestra. It's about 22 minutes to 10. I'm Graham Pascoe, the program's morning music. Hope you're enjoying the selections. At the start of the program, I said that I would include a couple of songs for which the melodies had been borrowed by other songwriters. That wasn't all that unusual. I guess the most notable example of that would be when the musical Kismet was written by Wright and Forrest, and they borrowed the music from Burden. And the next two songs you'll hear are recordings of music that was borrowed from Frederick Chopin.
I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. Just like all my dreams ending in the sky. Some fellas look and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some fellas make a winning sometime. I never even make a game, believe me. I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little bluebird in vain. Sunshine, but I always look and find the rain. Some fellas make a winning sometime. I never even make a game, believe me. I'm always chasing rain.
Oh,
the British soprano Leslie Garrett, with pianist Zoe Mather, performed So Deep Is the Night, and Judy Garland with David Rose's orchestra recorded I'm Always Chasing Rainbows. Both melodies originated by Frédéric Chopin. Time to hear a couple of songs written by Joseph Miro and Mac Gordon.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up nuts. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young.
Who knows how much I love you? You do. To me than you do. You take December and smile it into May, and then December comes back again when you're. Very few do. Who makes life necessary? You do. And who can take my dreams and make my dreams come true? Don't give me three guesses, one will do. Mm-hmm. a charm that very few do. Who makes life necessary? You do. And who can take my dreams and make my dreams come true? Don't give me three guesses. One will do.
Margaret Whiting with Frank DeVol's orchestra, recorded You Do in 1947. Before that, Frank Sinatra with Nelson Riddle on his famous Songs for Swingin' Lovers album, recorded You Make Me Feel So Young. Both songs written by Joseph Miro and Mac Gordon.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. It's clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. Something in the wind has learned my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. I'm on the top of the world again, down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. You've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
The Carpenters sang Top of the World, written by Richard Carpenter and John Bettis. This one has an interesting origin, written by Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber. Thank you. Any Dream Will Do, written by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, used in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, but it was written years before that.